I know the pain that you feel when you're missing an animal, like a beloved animal, a family animal is missing. You do whatever it takes. I mean, I had a cat, Fred, who went missing for over a month a couple years ago. And I mean, I got stopped by the police twice because we were staking out like areas where we thought he would be. And it's just, it rips at a family, you know?
Absolutely, the family members.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, not to toot our own horn, we're kind of a big show. So we don't typically focus on this sort of thing. But the letter that this family wrote to the people or person who may have their dog Steve was
striking a chord.
So touching.
Yeah.
Kelly, you want to read it?
Yes. To the person who may have our dog. A couple of weeks ago, I noticed how much he knows his name. If you say Steve, he knows you're talking to him. I only call him by his formal name, Steven, when he's in trouble. So please call him Steve because he knows that's his name.
And he's not in trouble. He's a good boy.
He loves to go in the car. If he goes out the door, he never runs away. He just runs straight to the car, hoping to go for a ride. So please take him for rides in the car. He loves food and treats. He's obsessed with string cheese.
Same.
Also, he is missing a few of his bottom teeth. So please be sure you give him small kibble or soft food. He is a super happy dog and will always be happy to see you. Sometimes he gets wound up, but instead of having the zoomies, he'll start digging in the blankets.
Yeah.
I always say he's digging to China. Sometimes he jumps around like a bucking bronco. We miss him more than I can say. Nothing is the same without him. But if you don't give him back, please, please, please do these things for him. Please love him and take care of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. We all need Steve to come home.
I know.
This is so heartbreaking.
I mean, the original poster posted this on Reddit and posted the Reddit the letter on Reddit and said, you know, he doesn't run away. He got out of the yard and the same day she made posts and in a bunch of Facebook groups, hung up flyers.
And if you slide over on the original post, you see a picture of Steve. Mm-hmm. And Steve is kind of like a whitish, wiry little dog. It's kind of like almost a little blonde on top, white on the undercoat. And he's just, he looks like he's a big personality.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
person's like, I don't know for sure that someone stole him, but it feels very likely that someone just picked him up and maybe isn't trying to find his home.
Well, and it looked like he had a collar on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hope like I said, somebody is going to bring Steve back.
I know. But typically, we don't like dive into missing pets because, you know, that happens a lot around here. And But this, the heartbreak and the person that's just like, hey, if you're not going to give them back, here's what we know about our dog, Steve.
Yeah, they said they've walked the area, walked ditches, walked woods, driven around everywhere within a few miles, no sign of him, don't know that someone stole him, just feels like this. Yeah. Maybe somebody picked him up and isn't necessarily trying to find his home.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like I said, if you see Steve.
So this has been like almost a week and a half, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Up on 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, my cat, Fred, was missing for about a month.
Yeah.
So it can, like, there can be a happy ending here. All right. But yeah, we'll, let's see. We could probably post, like, the
picture. Share the link?
Yeah, the picture on our stories.
Yeah.
At Ben and Kelly show. So if you want to take a look at that, and maybe if you see Steve, poor buddy.
Oh, man, Steve.
I know.
Do we know what area of town?
I don't know. I haven't dug into all the comments. It looks like PRP was said a couple times. So I don't know if that's the area or that's where just people are looking. So. Anyways.
Okay. Well, we'll try to also put out the link. I'll tweet out the link.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.